Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. Now, whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Everybody, Bill Bernard at WFB Legal Consulting Incorporated with another Bottled Business Sense show. Today, I thought I'd talk about something that I've been getting a lot of questions about recently, where you dissolve an LLC. What happens when you dissolve the LLC, close up the operations of the business? What happens going forward in terms of the personal liability of the prior LLC owners? So we're going to talk about dissolution, how you go about dissolving the LLC, and what happens should you improperly dissolve it, or should you intentionally dissolve it while known creditors are still in existence. Before I get into that, let me give you some sites. We're all over social media. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter. You can watch our shows on the BottledBusinessSenseShow.com website, as well as my own website, WFBLegalConsulting.com. There'll be a drop-down box there that'll allow you to access the Bottled Business Sense shows. So feel free to go there anytime at your convenience and take a listen. Today's topic, again, dissolving an LLC, really encompasses a proper procedure whereby you dissolve the LLC by first paying off known creditors. And in your books, in your operation of your business, you should obviously know who your creditors are and what you owe them. And only then can you then distribute the assets of the company, the money that was put in by each individual LLC owner, as well as the actual hard assets. And then thirdly, the profits get distributed according to the share of ownership by each LLC member. Remember to always go by your operating agreement. You always should have one, especially if you're not a single member LLC. This will indicate the voting rights, the ownership rights. All of those come into play and are very, very important when you go to dissolve the LLC. You're going to want to know who gets what and what share is attributable to each individual. So let me just briefly talk a little bit about what happens if you close your business, you just shut the doors and you know about existing creditors. If you do that, a creditor will come after you and a creditor will come after you personally. You can be personally liable up to the amount of the profits and assets that were distributed to each LLC member. So there's no more LLC, but you knew about a creditor claim. The creditors can now come after you. What I typically advise clients to do is to wait till after the statute of limitations passes on any potential claim before you dissolve the LLC. That's why it's important to have a lawyer on board who works with you, who you can call and ask questions and get some feedback from whenever you're on the edge and you're not sure exactly what to do. To me, the creditor thing is pretty simplistic, however. I mean, you know who you owe money to. You know what kind of a potential claim can be brought against you. If you don't, then you pick up the phone, you call your attorney. Your attorney advises you and tells you how long the statute of limitations is. And hopefully you're going to pay this creditor. But if you have an issue with the creditor and don't think that he or she deserves to be paid for whatever reason, you'll want to know what the statute of limitations is so you can let it run before you dissolve your LLC. So remember that what really this boils down to is if you don't know about a creditor's claim, and in good faith, you dissolve your LLC, you're going to be okay afterwards. Typically, they can't come after you on a personal level. But if you're aware of the creditor's claim and you close the LLC, or if you're aware of something coming down the pike, a potential claim or a potential lawsuit, and you close the LLC before that is resolved or before it comes to fruition, then they're going to come after you personally if they find out about you. Later on, dissolving the LLC, and they're going to come and nab you on a personal basis. Remember, California has a requirement that we send out notice to creditors at the time we're dissolving the LLC, all existing creditors that we know about, so they can then file the appropriate claim against your company should they decide to do so. So this is important stuff, but it's pretty much in the gamut of common sense. If you ask me, you pretty much want to operate your company on the up and up and pay off your creditors, pay your debts. Make sure you dissolve properly by going by way of the operating agreement. Make sure the voting rights are in place so you can properly vote to dissolve the LLC. Once you dissolve, you pay back the principal that was contributed by each member. You distribute the hard assets and the monetary profits according to the ownership interests of each LLC member after you pay off all existing creditors. And don't forget to send out your notice. Find a lawyer, keep them on board. A lawyer is not going to nickel and dime you for every phone call that you make to the person. I have a habit of giving my clients my personal phone number so they can reach me. The only time I don't speak with them when they contact me directly is if I'm in a meeting with another client, on the phone with another client, or obviously in court. But then I get right back to them. My phone number is 949 area code 698-6222 and 413-6535. Also, again, check it out at WFBLegalConsulting.com and TheBottleBusinessAndShow.com. I hope this was helpful for you. We'll talk to you next time. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.